Hello, this is Hillary Clinton, and you're listening to UCB Sports and Leisure.
Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
For 2 weeks every year, the world sports fans become obsessed with the Summer Olympic Games. The narrative of these games is filled with pageantry, history, diversity, tales of hardship, and of course, money. Cities from around the world compete for the chance to host the Olympics for its potential financial windfall. This year, the three frontrunners are Paris, Budapest, and Los Angeles. We recently met with one of the ambassadors who is trying to lure the games to Los Angeles, Johnny Pastimes. Johnny normally spends his time building up his sports memorabilia empire. Today, we found him on the Sunset Strip, decorating the Viper Room, in preparation for a visiting delegation from the International Olympic Committee. You know, I've never been in the Viper Room.
Yeah, I haven't been in here in 15, 20 years, but it still looks exactly the same.
Is this where River Phoenix passed away?
Right there is where River Phoenix passed away.
What do you mean right there? By the ice machine?
Right by the ice machine, yeah. He was going into, because they used to let River scoop his own ice for vodka sodas.
But, really? Is that like a VIP thing in L.A.?
Yeah, at the Viper Room, I think the, who else does it? The Viper Room does it, the Ivy does it. Like, you can get, like, a grab-your-own-ice card. And, like, for the elite of the elite, they go in there, grab some ice. You know, because it's just, some people just need ice, and we don't have time to get the bartender.
That's kind of cool, though. That's kind of a power move, like, if you're in a big meet and go, excuse me, I just want to get my own ice.
I hate when I have to wait in line for the ice. You know, I wish I was a celebrity that could just get it.
Right. You don't realize how important it is to just get ice whenever you need it until you need ice, and then you're standing up there like a schlub, like a schmuck, like some schmo, like a schmaneel up here at the front trying to get ice. Meanwhile, fucking River Phoenix, the rest of the pussy posse, Leo Dio, Josh Dumal, all those guys are just going up there, grabbing ice and leaving.
Do you mind if I lay a flower down?
Did Corey Feldman ever run with
I think
River?
Corey was in.
Did they overlap?
Yeah, I think a lot of the people who are dead now all used to be friends.
Yeah.
You can lay. Is that what that flower has been? I was wondering, you've been carrying a single rose since I picked you guys
I'm
up.
I'm just a big River Phoenix fan.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, lay it
thank
down.
You.
That's really cool.
Can you just be quiet for a second?
What's your favorite? Oh, sorry.
Okay, cool.
What's your favorite film of River? Gilbert Grape?
Yeah.
I think that's Leonardo DiCaprio that's in that movie.
Oh, River wasn't in that one?
That happens a lot. A lot of people realize that they're not River Phoenix fans at all. They just like Leonardo DiCaprio and
conflated
the two. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I loved him. Also, and all the Scorsese stuff is great.
That's all Leo Dio. He's in all of that stuff.
He wasn't in Wolf of Wall Street?
I think there's like a one frame of his tombstone that Marty put in as a favor.
But the actor that's in it for most of the time.
No, yeah, that,
really?
That the
oh,
main
of course
character,
it's Leo
yeah,
DiCaprio.
That's Leonardo DiCaprio because River Phoenix is dead and that movie was filmed, you know.
And I know Revenant is DiCaprio, right? Not River.
That's the controversy. Is not a lot of people are sure. That's the
come
one.
Come on,
I'm serious.
You just told us River died by the ice machine.
That's what I thought too. But people are saying that like because there was an interview where Leonardo DiCaprio didn't know what the guy was talking about with a bear, and then everyone thinks that maybe there's just been a big
oh, he's
like a Mandela effect.
We're all being gaslighted.
Yeah. You know how like everyone
or
thinks
catfished?
Yeah, or Berenstain bears, you know that thing?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think a lot of people think that's what it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So what are these guys going to see when they first come into this party?
See, that's the thing I'm trying to decide, because with the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, these guys, they're all over the place. Literally, they're from all over the place. So language
every
is,
country.
Every country. Yeah, we have one person from every country who's competing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I thought the committee was like 20 people.
So did I. And now I'm throwing a party for
every nation you have to wine and dine?
Every
but there's only like, what, 238 nations or something?
Yeah, that enter
that's
the Olympics. The nations that don't enter the Olympics don't get to be on the IOC. So that's good. So that you have to be in three events. So like if you're just the
oh, okay.
If you're like the Trinidad and Tobago guy who's just going to do 100-meter dash, you don't get a say.
Okay, yeah. You don't get a seat.
Yeah, you don't get a seat at the table. So I'm thinking, like, language is an issue, so we can't have some big banner that says, like, let's all get nuts, cut loose, you know? So I'm going to have
to... So you have to cut this one down.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to... As soon as my ladder guy gets here, I'm going to take this down.
Because I like this, let's get
but
nuts
But you want to represent L.A. Like, you want to give a signature. Like, what are you bringing, like, Pink's hot dogs in here? Or are you going to have, like, some Rodeo?
I've been talking to the Pink's hot dog guys. I've been talking to Danny Trejo to do some...
Like tacos?
Yeah, some of his tacos. We've been talking to a lot of different taco guys.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get an Al Pastor spit in here so that we can just... People can carve their own pork right off the thing.
Oh. Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. So that's what people want when they come to Hollywood. You know, they're just like, they want to be wined and dined and get ice and cut the
right.
Meat
they just want
to
live. That's why we're here at the Viper Room. Like, to start it off, like, this is LA. I mean, this is LA of 1984, but it's LA. That's when LA was peak.
So are you going to try to make it 80s? Like, vibe it? Like,
I was going to do that. The only thing that'll be 80s, I think, about this evening tonight will be the cocaine.
That's 80s, yeah.
These guys definitely, the Olympic Committee guys.
Look, here's the thing. I can't say whether they do or not. And I don't mean, I just don't know. If I'm not a...
So you're just being L.A. You're just giving them a piece of
I'm
L.A.
I'm just giving them the opportunity. No, I'm not forcing anyone to rip a couple of zoots. But if the zoots are there, for ripping.
And your job basically is just to make sure these guys... You want the Olympics in L.A. You want these people to choose L.A. over every other city. And the reason they choose L.A. over every other city is because...
It's L.A.
They have a great experience here. They associate the feeling of cocaine with the choice of watching athletics here.
Yeah, I mean,
investing in this place.
I don't know. Like, there was a time in my early 20s where I would, you know, recurringly go to an awful party just because I knew cocaine was there.
Uh-huh.
So on a grander scale, if I can get these people all hopped up and remember the dopamines that have been released and stuff. Now, my job, of course... is normally just selling high quality sports memorabilia that you can't find anywhere else at Johnny Pastime Sports Memo Shop.
You're still in Vegas, right?
I'm still in Vegas. We had to bump down to the Excalibur.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cheaper rent?
Cheaper rents, easier there. You know, lower stakes tables, those are the kind of people that are coming into my store.
Right.
But now, Garcetti called me up and was like, I need another huge favor. I can't tell you what the
first... Oh, you're a Garcetti's guy, right?
Yeah, I'm one of Garcetti's guys. We call ourselves Guy Setti.
I was wondering what that t-shirt was.
Yeah, a lot of people think it says Gay City, and it doesn't. It
says Guy Setti.
Oh, no, it's cool. It'd be cool either way, as far as I'm concerned. Okay. Well,
I mean, it's okay. It's cool to be gay, but it's a weird t-shirt either way, isn't it? I mean, it has nothing to do with...
Guy Setti, he's one of his boys. I think it gives him.
It's complicated. It's wordy. It's, you know, it's an inside joke on a t-shirt, and you got to explain it to people.
Yeah, that gets exhausting, especially people from other countries.
Oh, yeah.
You're trying to tell them what gay
I'm going to change out of this when these guys come, and I'm just going to put on one of those yellow smiley face, have a nice day shirts.
Uh-huh.
And that always gets everyone going. People just like that shit.
So what are, like, the translatable skills? Obviously, you're stepping into a new world of international sports, you know, and gaming. You're trying to pull... committee into the city, like, as a vendor of signed memorabilia, what translates?
Well, I think we're seeing it now in both politics and, you know, in the Olympics and in small-scale memorabilia sales, that your previous experience almost doesn't matter at all.
I agree with that, Matt.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to know anything in America.
Yeah. It's literally like, Jesus, take the wheel, and if not Jesus, I don't give a fuck. Someone just grab the wheel.
Like, give a reality show star the new codes.
Right. And then let him pick whoever else gets to work with him, and he's never, you know, he doesn't know anyone who works in politics. Let him pick whoever they want. So that's how I'm feeling right now.
Okay.
I'm a Guy Setti, so he hits me up, and I'm like, I think I can handle that. And for me, it's a two-way street, because now I'm ingratiated with the Olympic community, and that's memorabilia city. You know what I mean? If I get my hands on a bronze medal,
you
can sell a non-track and field bronze medal, like a real sports bronze medal. I could fucking really make
like
some
wrestling.
Money. Like wrestling, like Greco-Roman or freestyle. Those are the two big cash cows.
Is that a wrestling?
It is a wrestling, but it's not an Olympic event.
Okay.
Because the Brazilians would smoke that.
Yeah, judo is, though.
Judo is, yeah. And judo is kind of like, there's money to be made in judo, but the real money is in Greco-Roman and freestyle wrestling. In the memorabilia world. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know about how much these guys are getting paid. I'm assuming none of these athletes are making money. Well, that's why I'm able to get my hands on some bronze medals.
Let me flash forward. What games would you be watching if this thing came to LA? Like when you're an Olympic, when you watch the Olympics, how do you watch them? What do you always watch?
I like the diving. I like the diving.
Diving, diving.
I'm a big volleyball guy. I love volleyball.
Oh yeah, beach or indoors?
All of it.
Both.
Love it. They're animals. They're unbelievable.
Yeah. Beach volleyball is huge for me because often like someone will like Misty May trainer will wipe her face with a towel and then toss it into the crowd and some kid will grab it. I'll come down. I'll offer that kid $40. The kid wants it. I get that towel. I bring that to the store at Johnny Pastimes. I can sell that thing for $200-$600.
Like a cup that a marathoner drinks while he's running and throws?
It's got to be a Kenyan or a top 10 finisher.
Okay.
But from last year's Boston Marathon, those cups are worth a lot of money.
Just because of the tragedy?
Yeah, because of the tragedy. Look, I'm not a guy to capitalize on a tragedy. But it already happened. I had nothing to do with it.
But you didn't sell them yet. It's too soon to like make money off them.
No one's buying them. It's too soon to buy them. Trust me, I let the cool off. I gave the 90-day cool-off period.
Okay.
90 days? I don't think you should exploit that terrorist attack. You know
what
I mean?
I'm not exploiting it.
Oh, okay, good.
I mean, maybe the display at my store might be technically exploiting.
Oh, so you are saying it's for sale. Like, you're not hiding in a stock.
No, it's for sale. After 90 days, it's been for sale. I have a Mark Wahlberg fathead that promotes buy one, get one free Boston Marathon bombing cups.
And nobody's bought one?
No one's bought one. I think it's too soon for other people.
You should probably pull that from the front of the store.
Not, you know, you don't. You put your fucking great pony up front.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I was wondering, this is off the subject, but I know that Tom Brady was missing his game jersey after the Super Bowl, and he was kind of freaking out about, like, someone had maybe taken it from his locker. Do you know anything about that?
I know nothing, and trust me, I'm trying to get to, I'm on the dark web trying to get any info.
Oh, nobody's talking?
No one's talking. Someone has it. I bet it's some fucking jabroni that worked at the stadium or something like that.
Yeah, wherever they were, Texas,
Houston, yeah, whatever bullshit. Look, let's be honest. TB12, that's not a jersey that makes you money. You know, that's
really
no. These Boston fucks, they don't have money for that kind of stuff. You need like a Dan Marino isotoner glove that OJ has worn. That's where the money is. Because you got the OJ glove thing. You got the Dan Marino used to do the isotoner commercials. Dan Marino's huge from Ace Ventura, and he has like a brief cameo in Bad Boys 2.
And then you got Cold-Blooded Murder.
And then you have blood. Yeah, you just have, there's some blood on it. You have no idea what could be. Could just be, you know, a pop and a zit with an isotoner on.
Right.
But it could also be something more.
Yeah, DNA cells is what you told us before.
Yeah, you guys know that.
Are you blowing up your own balloons over here?
Yeah, my balloon guy, he's on his way still. He says he's stuck in traffic. I should have sent an Uber instead of a Lyft. But, you know, delete Uber and all that stuff. People are talking.
I read somewhere, this is off your Olympic committee job recently, that you got into a scuffle with a neighbor over water usage. No, you have two homes. You have one in L.A., one in Vegas.
I have one, yes.
Which home did this happen at?
This happened in, this is my L.A. home.
Your L.A. home,
yeah,
okay.
I had completely drought-proofed, you know, drought-resistant
lawns. You care.
I care.
Okay.
And that's what the dispute was.
Okay. Where was this? Brentwood, Beverly Hills? Where did you settle out here?
Oh, I live in Westwood.
Westwood, oh, okay.
Yeah. Is that,
okay.
Yeah.
That's a nice place, yeah.
It's a nice place, but me and my neighbor got in a big, big-ass battle. I was doing drought resistant. He was taking a shower and I could hear the shower running and it was like 6 to 8 minutes in and I'm like,
that's too long.
I'll give you 10 minutes if you're a chick.
Oh, they have more to shave. That's
they have more
true.
To shave. That's true. Traditionally. Yeah, I don't want to speak against, you know,
70s, whatever your,
yeah, whatever, yep, your thing is.
Maybe the guy was a cyclist and needed to shave his legs.
See, that's fair enough. But at 6 to 8 minutes, I counted down 30 seconds, and the water didn't stop rushing, so I went over to his house and took a hammer and a chisel and popped his water main from outside.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's aggressive. Yeah. So you're wasting more water to make your point.
Yeah, point made, though.
That's true.
So the DWP had to come in and, like, patch up that pipe?
They had to patch up that pipe, and then they found my indoor pool that I've been...
Oh, you have an indoor pool?
I have a small indoor pool. It's 6 feet by 6 feet and 12 feet deep in my basement.
Is that laps, or is that just some...
It's laps, but I can only go down and back
up. It's like a diving bell or something. Yeah.
It's for practicing free diving. If you move the coffee table in my living room, you can go right through.
Oh, that'd
be fun. You could jump from the living room down like an elote in Mexico.
That's a good idea. You should have like pearl diving for the Olympic Committee guys. Like set up like a diving tank where they can dive for pearls.
That would be sick. When I was a kid, pearl diving meant jerking off underwater in a pool until you come and then trying to catch it in your mouth.
Oh,
as it floats around.
Yeah. It looks like a pearl.
But that's not just when you're a kid. That's like a common term used today, I think.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, okay.
But it must be a regional thing. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in just outside of Las Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're very water sensitive. You grew up in a drought.
Yeah, I had one of those hats with the long back flap on it like a desert trooper for a long time, like a French legionnaire. Yeah,
Which is why you would have a deep water tank. I would think just to overcompensate.
Yeah, that's what it was originally, storage, and I realized I could swim laps up and down it. I was trying to get back in shape, my doctor said.
But you probably save more ultimately than that little pool uses, I think.
Oh, 100. I take a 15-second shower every other day.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
So you balance it out.
Yeah, I soap up dry. So I do a quick dry soap, get my whole body lathered up, jump in. Full blast water, 15 seconds. If I don't get it off, I got a sham wow to finish.
You got
myself.
A little soap right here in your neck.
Yeah. I got a lot.
I
was running a little late to come here to do this to get to the Viper Room, so I only had 10 seconds to rinse off. I had to knock 5 off to try to get here on time.
Wow, you dry for the sham wow. Very specific.
Yeah, it works because it can push the water into it. I push the soapy water that's left on me into a bucket that I then run through a Brita a handful of times so I can drink it.
Can I ask you, how do you boil an egg? Like, because I always worry, like, when I'm going to boil an egg, it might take too much water. So I was like, I wonder if there's a way to do it, to boil it without actually wasting.
Yeah, the best way to boil an egg to save water is, so you take an egg, you crack it open, put it in a pan that's been heated, and then eat it after like 30 seconds of that.
Oh, that's like frying it.
Yeah, that's what it's called. It's frying an egg, but it definitely uses no water, and you get to eat the egg.
Now, did anything ever happen with you and your neighbor after you shattered the pipe, the water main?
Did he come back at you?
He came back. He came back pretty hard. This dude apparently is the head of entomology at the Natural History Museum. Oh. So he got his hands on a bunch of what I believe are called white scorpions. Mm-hmm. And he just dropped them into my front yard. And my front yard is arid. I have nothing but succulents, cacti, wood chips, gravel.
Drought resistant.
I'm just trying.
And crushed granite, right, for a pathway?
Yep, crushed granite for a pathway. And these fucking scorpions went apeshit. And I don't know if he had something to do with how horny he made them or how worked up they were when they landed, but these things fuck like... I would say stop saying fuck like bunnies and start saying fuck like white scorpions. Because these
multiply.
Things are... You know, I came home one day. I leave a pair of cowboy boots out back of my house, you know.
Sure, I've heard of people who do that.
And I went to put them on, and I felt like they were filled with fucking water. I was like, these are so... And when I... took my boot off to dump it out, a bunch of squished scorpions came out.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's honestly the thing of nightmares. I feel like it's something you would see in like a Japanese horror film. But alas, that's my life. And I get it. I crossed the line with my neighbor, and now I'm in some sort of like Montague and Capulet-esque feud.
Simply put, Johnny's job is to show the Olympic Committee an LA good time. We caught up again with Johnny at the Beverly Hilton, where he was delivering gift bags to each of the delegates' comped hotel suites.
I've never been in this hotel.
Oh, it's beautiful. I've never been in any of these rooms.
This isn't where Whitney passed away, is it?
Yeah, I think it is. Whitney,
that's kind of
Whitney
bad
Cummings?
Mojo. No, Whitney Cummings is still with us, isn't
oh,
she?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
She didn't die in this hotel.
Whitney Houston.
A Whitney Brown, did you say?
Yeah.
Whitney Houston. Yes. Bobby Brown's ex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe she passed away in this hotel.
Yeah, in the bathtub.
Yeah. Room 421.
That's odd. You're tempting fate because you're going to use the Viper Room, and then you're going to have another event where a dead celebrity...
You show me a cool place in L.A. where a celebrity hasn't died, and I'll show you a place that isn't cool.
Griffith Observatory.
Oh, Griffith Observatory?
Yeah,
that's where
person.
Ryan Gosling is going to die.
But a real person. A real person. Name a real person who died at Griffith Observatory.
Gosling? Not yet,
What do you
though.
Mean?
He's not... I've got an inside scoop that Gosling's going to die at the observatory.
Like he wrote in his diary and he said he's going to jump off?
There's rumblings. I'm hearing things that that's where it's going to go down.
So you're staying away from
that
laid
one. A huge bet that that is where he dies. So I'm hoping.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Pass me one of those gift bags. I'm just going to leave.
There you go.
Yeah. Some of these I'm going to drop inside the room.
Shouldn't you knock first?
No, I got a master key.
I know, but what if people are already...
I hope they're... If they're in there, then that's a great reason to introduce myself. But if not, then it's easier. Here we go.
Come on. Wow, look at this room, Scotty. Wow.
These paintings, I never know if they're all unique paintings or they just buy, 200 of these paintings.
Here they are unique paintings, but a lot of places there it's like the same George O'Keefe pussy lip thing in every single room.
Oh, God, this is opulent. You must be burning like $1,200 a room.
Yeah, but I got an inside with the owner. We do a lot.
Work something out.
Well, he's a huge Kirby Puckett fan.
Really?
Yeah, I was able to get him. I guess Kirby Puckett for a while had was wondering if he had Crohn's, so he was shipping a lot of fecal matter to MedQuest, one of those diagnostic type places.
Uh-huh.
And I have a cousin who works at MedQuest.
Oh,
and
you have some of his stool.
I have not some of his stool. I have about 60 pounds of Kirby Puckett stool.
Oh, for like a year you were just intercepting it and you kept resending it. I would stop. I would stop sending my stool if it kept getting intercepted.
I feel like, and you know what?
Just drive to the place at some point.
You're bringing up so many valid points. I started to think that Kirby Puckett had a desire to be mailing his stool. You know what I mean?
Oh,
he enjoyed the process of
putting it in the post office?
Yeah, there's something about dropping stool off in a mailbox that makes you feel powerful.
It's almost like social terrorism.
Right. You're doing something, like everyone's like, I got to mail my bill, and you're like, I got to mail a popsicle stick full of diarrhea.
Do you mind if I eat these corn nuts?
Are they from the gift bag, Scott?
They're from the gift bag, but, I mean, they're not going to know if there were corn nuts in there.
Yeah, grab corn nuts.
Oh, okay.
I threw a couple of, really, what other countries think are stereotypes.
Mickey
off
Mouse. A Mickey Mouse ears. That's smart.
Yeah.
That's very iconic.
Like, so that people are just like, oh, look, I get it. It's America.
You got the Reggie, the old Reggie candy bars?
Yep, I got Reggie candy bars. I got
Baby Ruth.
A Baby Ruth. It's a lot of snacks and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I also have some Donald Trump ties.
Okay.
Those are, it's the president's tie. People want that.
Yeah.
And I got
And here's an action movie with Matt Walsh as the star as the DVD. What's the name of this one?
Into the Storm.
Oh, what is it?
It's a New Line film I was in 4 years ago. I'm surprised you've given this away. You must be mixing it up. You're not giving a copy of Into the Storm to every member of the Olympic Committee.
Yeah, I gave, half of them are getting Martin and Orloff. Half of them are getting Into
Did
the
you
Storm.
Just get them free? I mean, they must be like nothing.
I know a guy at a Blockbuster Video who was getting...
Blockbuster? Jesus. They're in foreclosure.
Yeah. Do you know the Blockbuster that's in Pasadena that refused to close and was sort of like...
It's right by the Macy's.
Yeah.
I know where it is.
The employees were like...
It's actually in a cool Frank Lloyd structure.
I know.
They won't knock it down.
They refused to leave. That was the thing. That was the stand they made there. And they needed some food rations on the cheap, so I said...
I said,
let me see what you guys got. And they said, we got this sleeve of fucking Into the Storm, New Line movie from 4 years ago. I said, I know that dude. I've been on his podcast. Pass it over here. And I'm like, what's this? He's like, it's Martin and Orloff. I'm like, where'd you find this? They're like, we bought them at a UCB show for $8 a pop somewhere in New York City or whatever. So I grabbed a bunch of those. There's two Wild Girl Gones. There's a couple
wild
of males
gone. Wow, you're really telling them that.
Yeah, I got. And if you see, there's a may I help you, dumbass, in each one of these.
Oh wow, like the audio tape.
We call them CDs, Scott.
No. These are the audio tapes.
Oh, the cassette.
Yeah,
oh, I guess Blockbuster.
Because I got one CD, and then I had to burn it to a bunch, and I don't have a CD to CD writer. I only have a boombox, so I played a CD.
I appreciate you kind of giving UCB props, but it's going to be weird because these are properties that, if you gave them a copy of Chinatown, like a movie that was filmed in LA, I would understand it.
Never saw it.
No?
Never saw it.
But you've seen Martin and Orloff.
This UCB sweatshirt's my size.
Oh, you gave him a UCB sweater?
There's Don't Think hoodies.
Come on, let's go to another room. I'm getting claustrophobic in this place.
Sorry.
Grab that remote.
Shouldn't you knock first?
Yeah.
Why, do you keep them?
No, you put it in the gift basket of the next guy, and we're going to do that all the way down just for shits and giggles.
Oh, and they're going to have to figure it out?
I think they'll be able to change other people's TVs by accident. They're universal, but I think they're
It's already confusing enough if you're from China, but then the remote works for another room, you know?
That is devilish. That is devilish.
It's just a little silly game I want to play because I want everyone coming in sort of on their heels. You know what I mean?
Oh, because so they choose to go to. You want them to pick Los Angeles. It's a big investment. It's millions of dollars.
Yeah, I don't want them sitting in their hotel watching, you know.
Let me ask you a difficult question. It seems like you might be better served directly giving these people cash than blowing it away on irrelevant DVDs or cookies and corn nuts.
That's not really the guy said, though.
You must have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars for this weekend. Oh, renting the Viper. And
Easily.
But why not just bundle up some cash and ship it to him?
Because that's illegal.
That's true.
And that's illegal. So
the UCB sweatshirt's legal.
If you notice, none of these gifts here are worth market price over $55.
How about Susie Barrett's Shades of Grey? That book. That's got to be worth $10.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Okay. But nothing is $55 in individual. You can give, it's like a super pack. You can give 1,000 little gifts to someone and it not count as a bribe. But the second it's one large gift, it constitutes a bribe.
Let's get on the elevator and go down a floor.
This guy's gone through like 9 bags of corn nuts.
Let's go down a floor. Come on. We'll come back up.
Let's go.
Let's get in the elevator. Later, we follow Johnny as he chaperoned a field trip to the food truck area outside of the LACMA so committee members could sample some of LA's distinctive cuisine.
So I figured rather than take him to one restaurant, I would just take him to a place where they all had a selection and maybe something lines
up. Instead of Farmer's Market at the Grove? Because that's kind of cool.
Oh, shit. You know, where were you yesterday, man?
Oh, that never came up?
No.
Never thought of it? That's one of the best food joints in the city.
Is it?
I mean, as far as variety.
Yeah, you're right. You know, hindsight's 20/20.
I'm sorry. I'm not judging you, Johnny.
No, hey, please. I'm an open book. Judge me. Give me feedback. Let's get nuts.
What do they get? A coupon for any truck they want to eat at? Or how does it go?
They have a $7 coupon. Anything past that, they got to pay for their own. But I figured here, you know. Oh, hey, Ireland. Tell Portugal, get away from
Ireland. Oh God. Ireland, we're talking to you.
Get off the street.
Sorry, was I being too rough?
No, we don't drive on that side. You're on the wrong. Careful. You got to watch your class.
You gave them
here.
Cars?
I gave them each. I give them each a golf cart, and then a couple of them, I had them race the golf carts. Top 5 golf cart races got cars. So that's how we came here in like a long ass caravan from the Beverly Wilshire.
Of a mixture of cars and golf carts. Driving through the city? You got that okayed by the police?
No.
Oh, you just did it. So you drove from Beverly Wilshire to here?
Yeah, it's just a quick trip down Wilshire.
Wow. Yeah. Do they tend to be European? I saw a guy from Ireland and Belgium, and I think there was like a Moroccan. He had a Moroccan backpack.
That was Moroccan. We had a little bit of a tiff this morning at the Continental Breakfast in the hotel.
Oh, no. What happened?
Yeah. We both went for the same scone at the same time, and it escalated immediately upon that moment.
They have scones at the hotel? That's nice. Usually it's just like
it's
muffins.
Wilshire.
Yeah.
I know. Look, here's a coupon for each of you guys, too.
I'll
recommend
you.
The banh mi.
That's like a Vietnamese taco?
It's like a Vietnamese sandwich. It's on a baguette.
Is this good for the Grove, or is it just here?
No, it's just here. This is just for these food trucks here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But help yourself to whatever you want. I recommend the banh mi. I've been pushing the banh mi pretty hard. I pushed it on the Vietnamese guy, and he kind of got offended, but I was like, look, I've been pushing it on everybody, you know. And then I pushed it on a couple other Asian gentlemen, and they were pissed because they're like, I'm not Vietnamese. And I'm like, I didn't think you were Vietnamese. I just know that the banh mi tastes the best.
Do you ever show them, like, actual facilities? Like, let's go see the Rose Bowl where you could do fencing, or let's go to UCLA,
or
let's
the diving center,
the Coliseum, and see where we could hold
all that stuff's online. They could just look that up online. You can't get an authentic LA experience on the internet.
Did you take them on a celebrity house tour, like where they drive through and you point it?
Yeah, I did my own, though. I didn't do any of those bullshit TMZ. Yeah, so I got myself.
Did you take the caravan up there, up in the hills?
We took a bunch of golf carts and a few cars. And then I was in the lead car, which was a 15-passenger van with the roof sawed off.
Oh, okay.
And we were all just kind of, you know, I was pointing out celebrities. So we were going like, you know, it was like 3:30, 4 in the morning.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's disruptive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But that's the best time. You know, like you go hunting for deer like super early in the morning.
You're more likely to see a celebrity in those hours?
Yeah, because they're in their house for sure asleep. You know what I mean? They're not up and out. So you can get 20 to 25 dignitaries over a fence. And the next thing you know, you're looking at Justin Bartha sleeping.
You went to Justin Bartha's
house?
So
did you, literally throw a rock? Like, you were with these guys and you threw a rock at his door or something to wake him up?
Yeah, I jumped the fence. I got 10 or 15. This is where the whole Monaco-Morocco situation started.
Please. The scone thing?
Yeah, and then so the scone was the kicker, but I got Monaco and Morocco confused. I said,
easy to do.
Yeah, I thought they were right next to each other, like Trinidad and Tobago. You know, I thought they were set in pairs, like Papua and New Guinea.
Yeah.
So I was
Minneapolis
like,
and St. Paul.
Right, the Twin Cities. I got those two guys. Apparently, they're very different cities, very different cultures, very different. They're countries. They're not even cities.
Yeah.
And so I fucked that up big time. And Justin Bartha was very cool. He, like, sort of calmed
everything.
He's
a good guy. I like that guy.
He's super nice, it turns out.
So can I just ask a question? Just painting a picture. So you stopped a caravan of 20 vehicles. Everyone hopped over the fence, some 25, 35 people. You went onto his lawn, Bartha's lawn. Knock on the door. Meanwhile, a fight erupts between you, Monaco, and Morocco, and
he opens
the door.
Yeah, because I'm like, Monaco, Morocco, you guys stick together, and they're like, we're arch nemesis or whatever. You know, I don't know. I couldn't really understand
that. There's
history there. I had been fucking around trying to get the Doors to play on our translation headsets, and I sort of got a back doorman on loop by accident and kind of fucked up the whole, like, so... No one could listen to the translations because I was just playing a Doors song.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. But I thought it would be fun to ride through the Hollywood Hills listening to the Doors, you know, and like, but
even Van Halen's good for LA for car music.
Again, where were you yesterday?
This isn't my tour.
I know.
But that's
unfortunately,
speaks.
It's not. I'm the guy Seti here.
Yeah.
Okay. Sivata.
All right. Yeah, I guess you could see this. These guys are crazy. Nice. Look. The Swedish guy just got 7 bottles of water with his money.
That's all he got? I guess it's his choice, huh?
It's up to them, man. You want to stereotype stuff like that. You know, you want to see something like that.
It seems
like,
very
these
Swedish.
Fucking Swedes love water. And then you're like, I don't know if that's true or if it's true for the one guy.
It's almost like frugal or something. Like,
I knew a Puerto Rican kid when I was a kid who was so good at push-ups that I thought all Puerto Rican kids were good at push-ups.
Really?
Yeah. They're not all good at push-ups?
A lot of them are, and I think that's just a coincidence.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know any of my Puerto Rican friends that are
Pacquiao
great at knocking
can do,
out push-ups.
Pacquiao does so many push-ups.
He's Filipino, I think. Different island.
That almost happened to me. Like, same thing. You know, Monaco, Morocco, Philippines, Puerto Rico. They're all, you know, it all blends together after a while, you know?
I just feel like a real jerk.
How's that banh mi, Scott?
You know what? I'm a little afraid to try it.
Just grab it.
Because I just saw the Swedish guy spit it out right in the yard.
What about Tommy Burger? Would you ever take him to Tommy Burger, that diarrhea sandwich?
The chili burger and chili fries?
Yeah, that's bad news.
I would love to get all these guys here on a full-blown American diet for a weekend. That they'll be so sodiumed up on their flight home that they would be like, this is the life.
You think Tommy Burger could swing the vote?
I'm trying to get all of these guys gout before they get out. And gals. There's a couple of gals here. So I've been feeding them soft cheeses. We're going to go to Tommy's right before their flight.
Oh, they're going to be bound up.
Yeah, I want them I want them to hate the flight home so much that they're like, we should have never left L.A.
Yeah, we should just, like, stay in L.A. and
stay
do the
in
Olympics
L.A. right up until the Olympics. It's in 8 years. Hang out.
Do you get free tickets if they pick it here?
If they pick it here, they get free tickets, but you know I'm scalping them shits.
And are you guys off to visit any, like, celebrities, like, classic... did you show them Grauman's? Are you going to go meet, like, Clint Eastwood's daughter or something?
Yeah, they all took
this?
Pictures with the Hulk and Spider-Man and
Hollywood and Highland?
Yeah, I just told them it was Chris Evans and Mark Ruffalo and Tom Holland.
They bought it? I guess there is a language
when they're in the mask, it's very easy. And then so I said, this is Tom Holland.
Jack Sparrow's good. I mean, I drive by him a lot. He looks good.
Jack Sparrow, here's the thing that a lot of people know. That's Keith Richards' son.
Who's doing it on the boardwalk there? Or whatever, the Walk of Fame? Really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's why it's so good.
That's why it's so good. Because Johnny Depp modeled it on Keith Richards. And then Keith Richards' son is genetically similar to Keith Richards. So he is playing Captain Jack Sparrow. It's really good. And it's an egregious misuse of his time.
He must, rake it in, though.
He makes very good money. I've got, they're saying, sources say $400K to $500K a year.
I'm sorry to interrupt. All your people are walking out on the road. Do they not know that they have streets where their countries are?
Most of them do.
They know what a street is. Why are they zigzagging around the street?
I think they all want to go take pictures over there at LACMA at that weird little light post thing. Yeah. They all have Instagram. Instagram is international. Oh, Jesus Christ. They're doing the thing. They're all sitting on each other's shoulders trying to get super tall to get up and get a selfie up next.
What country are they?
In order from bottom to top, that's Chechnya, Czechoslovakia. Oh, shit. Who is that?
He's got Spain? Is that a Spanish flag on his
backpack?
Yes.
That's Spain.
And that guy's wearing a Hard Rock Ireland t-shirt.
That guy is from Scotland. Yeah,
oh, that's a throw.
That fucked me up big time.
Yeah.
And then on top of Scotland's shoulder, that's a Taiwanese woman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. They didn't know each other before this weekend, probably.
And I think she's up there against her will. She's not part of your group.
She is visibly a tourist. She is not one of the IOC people. I can just tell she's Taiwanese because I'm getting good at this stuff.
I am just a cowboy.
And then all communication with Johnny went dark. Days passed without a return text or call. Out of concern for Johnny's safety, Scott and I used the Freedom of Information Act to access Johnny's cell phone records and triangulate his last ping on the grid, a marshy region of the Venice Beach canals.
Johnny, where is he?
Following it on
the pin says
the
here.
Pin, yeah.
Let me see your phone.
Turn left. Wait, okay.
I actually have different. I have a 6. What do you have? What's your iPhone? Johnny! Oh, God, you're a mess. Oh, Jesus.
Oof. Fuck.
You okay?
Oh, you look hung.
He looks white.
Over, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I am fucking beat, dude. Holy shit, last night was fun.
Do you know where you are?
In a boat?
You're in Venice. You're nowhere near the Beverly Wilshire.
Okay, I'm in L.A., though.
You're
this
in L.A.
This is not a Venetian canal. Like,
no, yeah, you did not fly to Italy.
Okay, good.
And there's a broken airport van about 200 yards down the road.
Yeah, that's me.
One
the
of those
super
shuttle
with
yeah.
the roof cut off? Yeah, that was me. I drove out here. Jesus Christ.
You don't remember? You blacked out in the back of someone's yard in Venice Canal?
We were fucking... these people know how to have a good time. There's so many different cultural things you got to do. You know, like, I had to do a shot of sake with the Japanese guy. I had to chug a liter of beer
what
with the German
this?
Dude.
What
I ate
right
40
here.
Pretzels with an Austrian.
Is this your itinerary? This was the big blowout night?
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, you have, like, events every 40 minutes. There's, like, 13 or 14 here.
We were flying. It was mapped out almost perfectly, but we ran into some traffic.
And this is the caravan again?
This is the caravan. We had I had $1,000 in Lyft credits from a class action lawsuit, so I was able to just send some people around in Lyft XLs and stuff like that.
All right, so 1:30 p.m., knife throw Tim Van Patten. What is that? What was that event?
We went to TVP's house. And
the guy who directed Sopranos, his dad was Dick Van Patten.
That guy, Tim Van Patten. Yeah. And he had a picture of Paulie Walnuts on a dartboard.
Oh.
And if you hit him in the gray part of his hair, you got $20. If you hit him in the black part of his hair, you got $10.
And they like that, the Olympic folk?
The Olympic folk love that.
Did they recognize Tim Van Patten, or did you
IMDb page? That was where the Paulie Walnuts thing came in handy. Oh. It was like, because they recognized Paulie, of course.
Oh, Paulie
right
Walnuts.
Yeah. All different accents. But they all knew Paulie Walnuts.
Yeah, he probably travels well.
They were like, bada bing, yeah. And I was like, yeah. And they were like, the ducks. What's up with the ducks? And I was like, okay, guys,
2:15, Jeffrey Tambor Taffy. What does that mean?
These celebrities, when they have been working for a long time, they get like some secondary cause or some, secondary gig. Tambor has been doing his own saltwater taffy for like the last 5 years.
In that garage? He's got a 3-car garage. Yeah. Is it in there?
It's, well, now it's a 1-car garage and 2-car garage worth of saltwater taffy pulling machines.
Got it.
It's called Hey Now Saltwater Taffy.
Oh, like Hank.
Yeah, like Hank.
Oh, that's fun. It's, I love the support, by the way. Like, L.A. celebrity. Like, you're getting a lot of love from Van Patten and, like...
Garcetti put up the Garcetti symbol, and a lot of other people who are Garcettis had to step forward here. Because I was losing them. I was a little, you know, leaning heavily into the sports memo, sort of like the greasing palms attitude. And Garcetti pointed out that it's like maybe we give them a more traditional L.A. experience. So that's why we set up all this stuff, called in some favors.
So Nicolas Cage says here, Nicolas Cage, ping pong at Nicolas Cage's house.
Yes. Is that was a lot of fun. We played a we played 40 minutes of a tournament. It was round robin up to 3. We played each game to 3.
Just 3 points?
3 points, yeah. Uh-huh. We had to keep
it. Oh, you got a lot of players.
Got a lot of players,
Did he watch? Was he happy?
Oh, no, Nick Cage was not there.
So, you brought the caravan, 30 people, to his house.
So, there was he has a lot of headshots and memorabilia up from his movie. Well, there's a little less memorabilia from his movies up there. Yeah. I got the... I did get the teddy bear from Con Air, and when you know the one where he goes, as Cameron poses, "Put the teddy bear down."
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I grabbed a few things because, you know, I need
to make
money.
There's a gun right here. It looks like, is this a prop from 88 millimeter?
No, that's an actual gun.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's yours.
Yeah, that's mine. Oh, I'm sorry.
That in the boat. That'd be weird if somebody came across in a boat with a gun. About that.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't mean to fire
Luckily,
it.
Luckily, there was a silencer on it.
Can you throw that away from yourself? Don't hold
it. Okay, here we go. Watch
it.
Out, watch out.
Jesus Christ. Right into the canal.
Sorry. All right, what's this one?
Hold on. I'll be right back. Let me grab it.
Are you going in?
I don't
know. Oh, you're a diver. Let's see some diving, Johnny. Whoa. He's been under a long time.
He's been under a long time, Shabby.
I see bubbles. That's a good sign. That means he's
still... I'm going in.
Don't go in.
Hold my shoes.
All right.
And my iPhone. Take my iPhone.
I got it. Scott.
Oh, fuck. Where's the other guy?
He's under. Go get him. He just went under. He's got no shoes on. He's the only guy in the water.
Let me catch my breath.
Hurry up. God, please don't. Please don't.
I don't see him. I don't see him.
Whoa, shit. Johnny! He's right under you.
I'm going to go back down and look again.
Oh, fuck me. Don't go down, anyone. He's right next to you. Don't go down, though.
You got
to
come in
here. Don't go down.
You got to get in here.
No, I'm
Where
not.
Where is he?
He's literally went under when you came up.
All right, I'll find him.
No, don't.
I'm really worried. He's
Scott.
I do not see. It's really
please
dark
get out
down
of the
there.
Water,
I don't see
please
thing.
Get out of the water.
I'm gonna go one more time.
Wait for him on land. This is never gonna end.
I found my gun.
Get on land. Right. Get on land.
Okay,
and he'll come up in a minute.
Scott,
found,
get on land.
I found
he's right
a
here.
Gun. I found a gun.
Oh, well, that's not his.
Oh wait, this no, that is my gun. This isn't my gun.
All right, throw it back in.
Well, I'll take my gun. Do you want this gun?
Oh, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Scott.
Never mind. This gun has been shot. I've never seen a gun get shot by a gun. I'm sure the conservatives would have a field day with gun on
what are
gun
the
crime.
Odds? Yeah. That's a hell of a shot.
And I found some snake boots from Nicolas Cage's movie.
Yeah, the snake boots he wears in the David Lynch movie Wild at Heart. Yeah. Oh, shit.
So you must have got drunk and thrown him overboard last
night. Yeah, you know, I remember now I had a flashback to the white scorpions thing and just threw the boots in the water, not realizing they were different. They weren't my backyard boots. You know, everyone has cowboy boots in their backyard. These were Cage's snake boots.
That is good. So were you guys like doing a shot at every locale?
Yeah,
like,
we were.
Was it just like a booze cruise or coke
one of,
cruise?
There was 8 balls flowing. Whatever people wanted. A lot of people were drinking on the van rides or in the caravan or in their lift or whatever, however they were getting there. It was just a feel. It was a good old-fashioned crawl, a celebrity house crawl.
Sounds like a riot.
It was.
A traveling riot.
It was a blast until fucking Monaco and Morocco started fucking with me. They switched shirts. I had them all
did?
Wear shirts that said...
They don't like you.
That were just the colors of their flags, which didn't help me, actually, because I didn't memorize the flags.
Yeah, you just need the word or something.
Yeah, I wish it would just straight up just...
Three letters of the...
Yeah, exactly. But then I had them... They fucking switched shirts on me and were fucking with me.
Oh.
So they got along in the end.
Yeah, you know what? The unifying thing for them was their hatred of me.
What's this one? B Badu Girls 2 Ep. What does that stop?
Oh, we watched the second episode of Girls at Erykah Badu's house.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they get a kick out of that?
There was a lot of confusion. I think girls...
Some people didn't know the show?
No, they didn't know the show. They all knew Badu, of course. Yeah, but when they sat down to watch the show, they were kind of confused. They were like...
Or why not show them episode one?
Well, I already seen one, so I'm not going to see...
Oh, you were just catching up, so you didn't fall behind.
Yeah, I didn't want to... Like, I thought,
that's,
you know...
That's a waste of time.
You got to get a little something done for yourself there. So...
And what about this, says, visit the place of Ryan Gosling's death at the observatory?
So.
Because.
I.
Is it true that Ryan Gosling?
He's not dead.
He's not
dead? We would have heard that.
Okay. You would have.
God forbid.
You would have, because he was supposed to die last night, according to the premonition.
I don't even know what that means. You had a premonition Ryan Gosling was going to die, so you took the group up there to witness a murder?
I thought for sure. I don't know if he was going to murder, is going to be natural causes, if he was going to be suicide. I wasn't sure. We got up there, and. Well, would you fucking believe it? A dude killed himself at the top of the Griffith Observatory. The reason you didn't hear about it was because it wasn't Ryan Gosling. It was Gosling's stunt double from the other... what was the...
From Drive?
From Drive. It was his Drive stunt double, the driver guy. The guy who did all the...
poor bastard.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I want to give myself credit here where it's due. I was very close with my premonition.
That was the exact day.
It was the right day, right place, right time. A similar look.
That's still a tragedy, though. That poor man. I hope
it was awful to watch. And after it happened, I thought to myself, what was my end game bringing these people here? If it was Gosling who was to die here, why would Monaco, Morocco, Ireland, and the Taiwanese tourist lady from LACMA, why would they enjoy this?
I guess you... assume they like dead celebrity stories. They like the Whitney Houston Hotel.
They love
the
Whitney Houston
Viper
thing.
Room.
River. They all took pictures next to your rose.
Oh,
last
that's
night.
Cool.
Yeah, that's where we kind of ended up at the Viper Room at the end of the night. People,
what the fuck. This is a 4:15 a.m. Rasta band. Blake Griffin, Andre Kopitar from the Kings, and Jared Goff have a Rasta band.
Yeah, they're.
Where the fuck were you?
First of all. To get,
and what's open at 4:15 in the morning?
To get Blake Griffin and Goff in the same room to play at Norm's Cafe on La Cienega and play a fucking full-on reggae show. It was a field day. Everyone was having the old country breakfast, you know, sausage, eggs.
Were they smoking blunts in
there
public?
There were spliffs being passed around.
In the restaurant?
Yeah. And it was funny because they don't do, like, modern reggae. They do, like, authentic 70s Jamaican reggae.
Rocksteady kind of?
Yeah, like real shit. And the only person who really knew what was going on was the Jamaican dignitary. And he was into it.
He said thumbs up?
He said thumbs up. And
well,
then,
you got one vote then with
that
guy.
Well, here's the thing. When you're at a reggae show starring Blake Griffin, Jared Goff, and that dude from the Kings, I don't know how.
Kopitar, yeah.
He's
on the tail end of his career. He's still pretty good.
So the thing is, when you see them playing reggae, everyone's like, what is this shit? But then you see a Jamaican guy give a thumbs up. Everyone sort of takes that as like, okay, it's working. Yeah, and then boom, we're in it. Everyone's having a fucking...
There's probably a ripple effect, too. He probably had status. Like, he's approving. He's saying,
I think people were
certified, looking
to him to say, like, well, what is the Jamaican guy?
Oh, so you made some points in that event.
Yeah, because it's two white guys and Blake Griffin up there.
And how the hell do you get, like, drunken, wound-up tourists back to the airport? Like, I'm sure they had to catch flights this morning.
Well, I have a question before you leave. Did you get him to commit? Did you like a roll call kind of thing? Do you know how the vote's going?
It's hazy at this point. There was a moment we were in the Norm's kitchen. Mm-hmm. I had a big ass. Everyone, like, there was like eight of us. We each had a.
You're allowed
big
to go corned beef hash. I love corned beef.
I'm a big corned beef hash guy too.
Yeah,
it's a great way to have a breakfast dish with minimal carbs.
Yeah.
Just crack a couple eggs over some corned beef hash, and I'm in.
Yeah.
So we're back in the Norm's kitchen, me and like nine of the other guys and gals, and we're all cutting our hands open and dripping blood into one pan that's sizzling on the.
Wow.
Yeah.
Blood sausage.
You
must have been rolling.
We were. I dosed everyone with MDMA.
Oh, okay.
Because I wanted to make sure they had a good time, but a lot of people were hesitant to take drugs, so I just put it in. I was like, well, here, take, you know, maybe just want some water.
That's not cool, by the way, to give people drugs without them knowing.
Hindsight is 2020. Where were you yesterday again, man?
He was there with you yesterday.
All right. Well, why don't you give me a heads up about this whole it's not
so
cool?
So you're there in the grill making a blood pudding out of human blood, basically?
It was not a blood. We were making a pact, and I don't remember what the pact was. So it could be to definitely come to L.A. for the Olympics, but it could be a lot of other things.
Do you know if they made their flights, like these guys and gals?
Well, all I know is that we got into a super shuttle outside of Norm's, and half of them were flying out of LAX. The Monaco and Morocco guys were flying out of Burbank.
Oh, my God. I don't like them. Like, what the fuck? They're going intercontinental. What are you going out of Burbank
there's
for?
There's a direct from Burbank to Monaco.
Oh, there is?
There's a Burbank to Monaco.
I bet they were flying private. There's no direct United or Southwest to Monaco.
It was fucking wild. So there was like a big argument with the super shuttle driver about which way to go. I was like, just take La Cienega all the way down. Yeah. And he was like, no, we should get on the 405. And I'm like, we're not getting on the 405. And when he went to pull on the 405, things got physical. He was thrown out of the car. I drove everyone to LAX and Burbank, apparently. And then woke up here with a trash super shuttle a block away in my cousin Billy's boat.
Hey, merci, Dunka, and gracias for listening to UCB Sports and Leisure. Our special guest this week, John Gabris. If you want to reach out to us, you can find us on Twitter at UCBSL. And as always, big props to our great producers, Cody Ziegler and Ben Hosley. Peace.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.